Hare Krishna. Our conviction that happiness is our right is right. We all not only long for happiness, but also feel that happiness is our right. That we feel that very strongly, that we deserve to be happy. We have a right to be happy. And this conviction actually, if seen in one way, runs contrary to the reality of the world. If we look at the world, there are so many people who are starving. There are so many people who are suffering in various ways. And yet, all those people also have that conviction that their happiness is their right. Now, why do we have this conviction that happiness is our right while living in a world where happiness is at best elusive? Not many people have it. And further, if we see even the things that give us that promise happiness, they often turn out to be anticlimactic. There are pleasures that are glamorized incessantly in materialistic culture, but the actual experience of those pleasures turns out to be anticlimactic. There's just a little pleasure, and after that there is disappointment. So crippling disappointment, heartbreaking disappointment at times. This of course refers to sexual pleasure, where the fantasies go on for years and the actual experience ends within minutes. So now, what exactly is going on here? Why is the experience of happiness in the outer world so elusive, while the conviction that happiness is our right is so strong? That is because Bhagavad Gita explains that our conviction is right, but our direction is not right. That means that Bhagavad Gita explained that we are at our core souls. And as souls, we have a nature of being joyful. Sat, Chit, Anand. The soul is eternal, the soul is conscious, and the soul is joyful. So joyfulness is a part of our very spiritual nature. But when we misidentify with matter, when we think of ourselves as the material body, and we think that material things will give us happiness, then we are looking for happiness in the wrong place. And because of looking for happiness in the wrong place, we don't get happiness. So, sometimes in materialistic culture, people create a propaganda and an illusion that happiness is there. And everyone else is enjoying, and I'm alone, I'm not enjoying. And if I just get the products, the goodies, the gadgets, which the culture is glamorizing, then I'll become happy. But that is an illusion. Rather, we need to turn towards the spiritual level of reality. And there we can experience the happiness that is a part of our very identity. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that when we perceive our true self, we become naturally joyful. Yatro paramate chittam viruddham yoga sevaya yatra chaivatmana manam pashyannatmani tushyati yatra uparamate chittam. That when there is the consciousness is no longer caught in materialistic passions, viruddham yoga sevaya, by the practice of bhakti, by the practice of yoga, there can be different yogas that can be practiced, but Krishna directs the thought flow in the 6th chapter towards bhakti yoga ultimately. Atmanam. At that time one sees Atmanatmanam, one's vision turns inwards and one sees the self. Pashyan Atmani Tushyati. And seeing that, we get happiness, we get sublime happiness, we get the supreme happiness. So our conviction that happiness is our right is right. But when we turn towards spiritual reality, when we realize our spiritual nature, when we realize and relish our spiritual connection with the all-attractive, all-loving Krishna, who is the source of all happiness, then we give right direction to our conviction, and thus we experience lasting satisfaction. Thank you. Hare Krishna.